Okay. Welcome everybody to our meeting of the Regulatory Committee, Wednesday the 3rd of May. We have no apologies. I'll take the agenda as agreed unless anybody says otherwise. Is there any conflict of interest in terms of today's regulatory If not, moving on, no public forum, minutes. I've read the minutes. I'm happy to move the minutes. Do we have a second for the minutes? Councillor Robinson, okay, put the motion. Those for?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right. In reference to the actions table, I've actually put tick in relation to CE paper that we'll be hearing next in regard to constituent complaints. And Mr. Chair, Councillor Woodhead, item number four where it says OSC approaches for government ministers with intention to improve and further reduce drug recycling control management. Look, we're moving forward on that. Yeah.
So we've received a written response from the minister.
Okay.
That I think is circulated to the councils. Yes. And we have a LINS representative coming to a workshop on the 17th of May council meeting.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he's coming to the council meeting, Stephen, or
yes,
on that day?
On that day, and it's a workshop.
Workshop.
Programmed.
Yeah.
And we will be able to discuss and understand and hear from LINS. Yep.
Okay. Assuming everybody's happy, I'm through here then.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that I am happy with that. If it's a workshop, just a private discussion, that I'm not happy with that. If it's an open workshop, that's a good idea.
Mr. McLean? Thank you, Councillor. Have we previously debated this issue, whether it was going to be in private or in public open workshop?
No,
in Oamaru, did we debate this issue?
No.
We confirmed the request to have a LINS representative attend. I don't think we discussed.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. We didn't create a workshop setting for that.
I just assumed that we would have a he or a she from LINS who would come and explain their position and their forward plans,
yeah,
and we would listen and discuss. And there's a lot of public interest in this issue, and it should be held in public.
It should be. Would it be just as part of the committee?
Yeah, it's fine.
Process.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a committee report.
It could well be.
It'll be a council. But
a council.
Yeah.
Sorry, apologies.
It's council day.
Yeah. So it'll be part of the council meeting.
Mr. McLean, you like to? We'd need to just confirm they understood it was in public.
Yeah, well, I think they understand it's a workshop. He did ask, and right, it was my understanding it was just a workshop. I don't think it'll make a great deal of difference.
Shouldn't.
Okay, Councillor Lawless, your hands in
the air. Oh, I was just going to say, you've got a report from the committee going to the council meeting. This would be additional information. Couldn't we have it as part of the council rather than have a separate workshop hearing that? So then you could.
Yeah, I mean,
it's additional information connected with an item that's on this agenda.
At council, yeah?
What's the item on the agenda? Sorry, I'll
The letter, and then you've also got it's part, so you're reporting as part of this committee, Stephen.
Yep.
And then you've also got, so you've got the action thing there, and then you've also got it as part of the officer's report to this council. There's a Lacra Siphon agenda item.
I think with respect, Councillor, we've got this LINS representative on a particular day to a council meeting. And so what what we're discussing here and now is whether it's a separate workshop in the afternoon, the door's shut, or whether it's part of the council. I sort of sense that people were of the view it should be part of the council meeting. Am I right or wrong in that?
Yep.
Okay. Do we need to put a motion or we just agree that? Councillor Woodhead.
Um, you know, just trying to get my head around from a process perspective, but
I don't think
we need a motion. I think we'll just
very good
communicate with Linz and ensure they understand the circumstances for which their information will be conveyed.
Yeah, the work of the first council meeting was somebody sat up the front and asked answered questions.
No.
Okay, that's good. Councillor Deakin, you're satisfied?
Very, thank you.
Good. Moving on to our first agenda item, we've got the first topic, report, it's responses to constituent complaints prepared by Peter Callaghan, Legal Counsel. This paper proposes a process that will guide and assist standardised councillors and staff responses to constituent complaints made to a councillor. There's a process there, there is a number of points. Firstly, that the council must advise the CE in writing. Secondly, that the CE acknowledges receipt of that advice. Thirdly, the CE will assign the complaint to the appropriate directorate. Fourthly, if the matter of subject has already been investigated, feedback to occur. Point five, when that complaint is an environmental compliance matter, the CE will communicate this to the council, and the councillor must not involve him or herself in the investigation. A request from a councillor will be considered as part of the Local Government Official Information Act. And finally, 2 points, a council enforcement officer will advise the complainant of any outcome. And then finally, the CE will communicate the outcome of the investigation to council when necessary. So there it is. That's what's proposed by staff. I'm going to open that up for discussion. Are we happy?
Mr. Chairman, did we have a minute or have I go to sleep?
I think we might have gone asleep.
See, it's worrying me, you don't know.
We had confirmation in a minute.
Yeah, that's good.
It shows you I can.
It's those drugs you've been
taking. Yeah, it does.
It's okay. Maybe we need them as well. So who's first? Councillor Brown, and then
yep.
Followed by Councillor
Brown. Yeah, well, I actually think this is good paper because I think there's been difficulties in the past where councillors haven't followed these sort of rules or abided by these principles and processes. And it can be very difficult, and I often got myself into a situation where what I'm going to say is that staff need to understand that councillors get put under a lot of pressure by constituents, that they want to know what's going on and the progress and everything, and so as long as they're mindful of that, it's not easy a lot of time, because quite often these processes or the action that comes out of a complaint takes time, and people do get frustrated. And you know, they keep on coming back to you and say, what's going on, and that. So that, I agree, I think this is a good paper. We need to be aware of that when we're working with the ratepayers and that. So.
Councillor Brown, satisfied? Councillor Laws?
Can I just compliment Scott on this? It's an excellent paper. It's exactly what I was seeking, which was a process that we all were aware of, both staff and the government team. I think it encapsulates it brilliantly, including the all of the philosophy behind accountability. So, congratulations to you. Well done. Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it. The last one.
Councillor Woody.
You just stick to your cheery role. I agree with the comments. I've just got one question, and it's on 8, the bottom one. 2.8. Chief Executive will communicate the outcomes of investigations to councillors when necessary. I just wonder whether there could be a full stop after councillors.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes that report back might be can't tell you much or work in progress, but I just think there needs to be the when necessary leaves it vague for me and the Chief Executive in my view, and it won't be helpful to either party.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I think I was going to write that too. And what I think we should do is ask the director to go back to Peter Callaghan, who obviously wrote this paper, and say, why did you put those words there? Is this necessary in terms of the process?
Yeah.
Is it necessary in terms of maintaining executive to governance communications? Which we tend to assume it is, we want to know. But there might be something in the lawyer's mind about some other element of necessity. I'd like to know what it is before we make an arbitrary decision here to eliminate those two words.
Good point.
Well, Mr. Kane, what is your response to that? Though I think we're quite capable of changing influence on words as we deem appropriate. What's your comment?
I will seek clarification from legal counsel, but there may be other mechanisms that counsel becomes aware of the outcome of an investigation, such as through a committee report. So where that doesn't happen, it will be communicated back to councillors.
Yeah. Okay, so that's interesting. So you're but effectively the CE is communicating via his directorate, via the report to the councillors, and then it is done full stop. I'm a councillor with his campaign that if we've got a situation where a response is required and the councillors are involved, that they should find it, at the very least, you know, the concluding outcome. In fact, if it was up to, I actually thought we could have even been stronger than that in terms of the council, the CE or delegate would keep councillors updated as much as legally appropriate, but I'll back off with that. The comment that's been put, and I'll go by the majority, is that the words when necessary should be excluded, and Councillor Deek has asked for legal consideration. I'm actually quite comfortable does anybody want to move the motion if those two words be excluded? What is the motion?
I will.
Councillor Robinson.
I'll second it.
If those two words be excluded? Okay, any discussion on that particular motion? So the motion is that final bullet point number 8 simply says the CE will communicate the outcome of investigations to councillors full stop. So that motion's been put.
Mr. Chairman, or could not that this be in the recommendation that with the exclusion of those two words?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's okay, so that's effectively the motion.
Yeah.
Ron, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the motion that the committee endorses the proposed process in responding to the enforcement related complaints made to constituents to councillors, excluding the final two words of bullet point 8. Okay, so that motion, is there any discussion to that motion? Or shall I put the motion? I'll put the motion. Those for?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, the second report is by security and RMO monitoring report. Some of this information we've had updates before. The first one, the harbour master activities for the recruitment process is underway. In the meantime, the interim harbour master is busy. Biosecurity has been 178 Balvet lead farm management plans completed with 26 still to occur. In terms of aquatic pest activity, it was agreed that the current Langres site and management plan covering the Carroll River needs reviewed and extended to lake to include Lake Wakatipu. So there's things happening there. In relation to wallaby activity, a reported wallaby was sighted near Swampy Summit to me, and it's been investigated. There's various bias control, and there's been some work in the DCC drinking boards where 6 balls were identified as not being adequately sealed. Okay, Councillor Woodhead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got several questions. Firstly, biosecurity 3.1 velvet leaf. Mr. McLean, are we aware of any plants being found this season in the Otago?
Through the chair, there was the one that was reported in Ettrick, so that was confirmed and destroyed at the time that the next door neighbour was having his farm management plan prepared, and we received notification from MPI last week. Someone had rung through their hotline concerned that a neighbouring property owner was pulling velvet leaf plants out, haphazardly was the term, and destroying them. So that was being followed up, and I don't have the results of that investigation. But certainly the only confirmed plant was a single plant in Ettrick.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And follow on with respect to wallaby control or wallaby activity. And just McLean, I've got a question at morning tea about what is landholders' responsibility as currently with respect to wallaby. If a wallaby is sighted
in our regional pest plan, there's two rules. One, it must be reported.
Right.
To the ORC, and the second rule is it must be destroyed, obviously taking into account limitations of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Are people aware of that? They're becoming very aware of it, but yeah, when the pest management plan was written, the wallabies were not really they're a bit of a latent threat, but not really a present threat.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, Councillor Kemp and then Councillor Laws.
Yeah, look, on the notes around Lagra Siphon, I think it was good to see the extent of the work that's been done in Lagra Siphon control on Lake Dunstan, and it looks to me, I know that lake very well, looks to me as though you're looking at all the likely places where there's relatively intensive recreational activity. So that was good. Reality is that at the moment, the only tool we have in our toolbox around landscaping, other than going out and mowing it, is to stop it spread. And I was really pleased to see the very positive approach you've taken in the Carlisle River with marker buoys and what have you. However, of course, it may well be the actions of an angler or a kayaker or somebody who actually brings it into Lake Waikitubu. And one of the things that I find slightly frustrating is that there's public outrage when it arrives, but in fact it's often the recreational public who have put it there. Right? And I'm not sure that they understand that. And I think that might be one area for enhanced communication. Is that, yep, the jet boat operators kind of understand, and maybe they can do some stuff around that, and, you know, clean their boats or whatever it happens to be. But other people, I mean, it only needs to be, you know, one sprig of the stuff on the end of a kayak paddle, and it's in the lake. That's if they paddle upstream. Anyway, or a piece of fishing gear. And I think that that actually needs to be communicated quite widely. Now, whether that's just the wash and whatever it is thing, or whether giving the public an understanding that it is they who are going to spread it into Lake Waikitubu, and this is what they can do to make sure that they don't. I'm not quite sure what channels are available to us. I'd just be interested in some comments around that.
Is that Caroline, is that a question for you, or is it a question for Scott?
Well, I can make a comment on it,
okay.
If I may, through the chair. We are working at a national level with MPI to reinvigorate the check, clean, dry message. It's been around for quite a number of years. It was first brought about through with the Didymo program, Didymo incursion. It is relevant for Lagra Siphon, likely to be relevant for Lake Snows. There's some work going on to test that. But certainly, because it's been around for a long time, people see the message, but they don't take it in and see it. So we're working with MPI, and a lot of regional councils are, just to figure out ways to reinvigorate that and push that message home again.
With respect, I was wondering that if we have a very, very specific site and point of entry for Lagra Siphon into the wider Lake Waikitubu, and I was wondering whether that isn't something that we could actually specifically, right about now, particularly because of the low levels, could make some public comment, you know, some really visible public comment about that. That was certainly shot back, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Carolyn, any comment on that?
We can certainly look into it, and
we'll
check with MPI and the other parties involved. As well,
and again through the chair, we have identified through some feedback some direct access areas to the lake that currently people use, but there's no signage down to Walker's Kingston.
Well, that's just the point I was going to make. You know, there are multiple access points to Lake Dunstan, so I'm not aware of signage on any of the ones that I've been to in the last wee while, and that's three. Also, can I ask the question, and just to...
Is it Dunstan or Lake Waikatepe that we're particularly focusing on with this issue?
Well, it's in...
If you go into that's the problem. You recreate in Lake Dunstan, and then you take your boat to Lake Waikatepe.
Okay, so it's part of the education and communication.
Which is why I think the strategy is doomed to fail, but that's fine. We'll talk about that when winds come. Can I ask the other question, though, here? It says Linz has completed a further round of control work. Now, Scott, are you aware of that? Because I'm certainly not, and I was there last Thursday, and when did they... And they hadn't done anything as of last Thursday.
That's actually occurred in the last few weeks. Yes.
So
all the parties to the management agreement, including the guardians of Lake Dunstan, were notified of the work, then notified of it the taking place.
Yes, so, yeah. Except they didn't do it in front of Old Cromwell Town. It's got it down here. And that's why I'm interested. See, this is what happens when you rely upon information that comes from other sources. They didn't do Old Cromwell Town because there are objections. Now, they were spraying Dicot, as I understand, the herbicide. And they were asked not to spray it, so they decided not to. And there it is in front of Old Cromwell Town. Just for people to explain, there's a major pier that comes out from Old Cromwell. It's a major recreational one. It's where tourists go to have their photo taken with the two branches of you know.
On the south side. Yeah.
Yeah. Just at the foot of the old town.
Yeah.
And the Lagosiphon goes from where Trevor is, so that's the lakeshore there, to where Sam would be, and it's a green 3 foot. You think you could walk over it, and that's what it's like all throughout Lake Dunstan. So now this is the interesting thing. I observed some boys fishing that cast their line out beyond the Lagosiphon to get the fish. Then they have to haul it back through. So I ask them how they do it, and they haul it through the Lagosiphon if they can. They say it's a bit of a process. You know, you've got to fight the bloody thing to get it through the Lagosiphon to get to here. But it's not just, and that's what alerted me. Oh my God, it's aimless as well. So it's all fishing equipment that can potentially have that too. And it's not just recreational boaties. It's every local who fishes in Lake Dunstan. And we don't have any messages going out to those three boys on their school holiday, to anybody, Scott. So the question I was going to ask is, are we going to take responsibility for this? Because I think we should, you know my views on this. But are we going to take responsibility for the communication and the signage?
We'll certainly discuss that with Lynn's one. So you raised a very good point. One of the goals of the Lake Dunstan Management Plan is it recognises significant recreational activity in the lake, and one of the goals is to prevent the spread to other high value water bodies around Otago, but probably particularly in the vicinity of Dunstan, where Lagosiphon is not present. So that is one of the goals, and you raise a good point, so we'll be discussing that with Lynn.
And this Lynn's meeting is it next council meeting, or is that
2 weeks' time?
2 weeks' time, so that's pretty good. So we,
yeah,
we good then?
Yeah.
Any other discussion on this report? Councillor Newman?
The last item refers to the DCC
drinking water bores.
Drinking water bores, Torrey, and the neighbouring private bores which have been asked to put seal around the casting of the bore. I just wonder, have we within our, probably pushing for a phrase, RPS, have we got these areas protected? And I assume that we're able to request this work to be done. These private bores, they're not going to be asked to saw off, so to speak. But we've got within our RPS, we've essentially got these areas protected by way of some layer of protection within the district plan,
Okay,
so can we instruct these operators of these private bores to do? do the work. We're asking them to, we're requesting them, is we, can we order them to? Because essentially we're at stake, we've got private drinking water, possibly creating some sort of issue with public drinking water pools.
From the RPS end, no, because the RPS can't contain rules. It sets up the plans underneath. From creating a bore, you need a consent for the bore, and it'd be a condition of the consent. It'd be processed that it's well maintained.
Okay.
So that will be under the water plan.
And we have the ability to add that to the consent.
It's
already a condition.
It's a standard condition
yeah.
in the plan as a controlled activity to put the bore in the first
okay.
place.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, we're good? Yeah. We have a recommendation report being received. Do we have a mover to that report? Councillor Wood here. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hope. Those four.
Aye.
Against. Carried. Thank you. Okay, next one is the Resource Management Act, Biosecurity Act, Building Act, Enforcement Activities. So under permitted activity infringement notices, there was one. This was discharge of contaminants land breach of regional effluent. And in relation to complaint, response processes and infringement notices that occurred, discharge of contaminants to land where it may enter water, wastewater, one. And finally, authorised legal proceeding, one. The study of contaminants to land and breach of regional rural effluent. So there it is. Any comment, Fraser or Scott, just to fill in the gaps for this? Is there anything we should know or learn? Not really? Nothing to add? Very good. Let's open it up. Any comment?
Well, just a note there, Mr. Chairman, Table 3. And, I've got my dates around the wrong way. Yep, no, that's fine. Just noting the comparisons between the different years there with wastewater. So.
Yeah,
it's good to see there's much less.
Okay.
Happy to move the recommendation.
Okay, so we're going to move the recommendation. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Noon. I'll put the motion. Those four.
Aye.
Carried. Okay. The Consents and Building Control Report to the 13th of April. Various key points. Consent processing. There was various actions under limited notification. There were 5 permits to carry out work in the Taylor Harbour. There was 1 variation of a permit to discharge here. 6 new permits to replace existing permits in the Swinburne and Tyburn catchments. There was a structure in the region of significant wetlands, basic groundwater permit. There were various objections and appeals. Some of this we've, so it's sort of an update. The Port of Tauga, the appeal expected to be resolved by agreement. The Ocean and Gold, both appeals have been withdrawn. And the Waitaki District, the objections about water measuring conditions are being resolved and finalised by staff under delegation. There it is. I'll open the report up. Any comment? Any comment from staff?
Just to highlight the Kaiwerin Water Permit, which is a group
yeah.
13 permit renewal process going through.
Yeah, and that's in the next report as well. Yeah, so that's a good news story.
Yeah, Fraser? Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Move the report, we move.
Okay, so the report we noted that we have a mover. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hope again. Those, we'll put the motion. Those four.
Aye.
Against. Carried. Thank you, and I think this is their final report. Is this their final report? Yes, it is. Back to the top. Deemed permit replacement. Welcome, Marion. So Fraser's saying, you know, one of the key promotion of group formation, a prime focus is for deemed permit replacement, encouragement to form water management groups. So we've had a number of meetings, Crown Terrace, Cold Creek, and we've got I think one today at Lowburn and Strathtyre tomorrow, Carmen. Other meetings scheduled for Togo Iwi in the future in June. Has reference again to the successful forum in Alexandra. Well done. Fraser's talked about the group permit applications on the Kaiwerin. Well done. Progress on meeting objectives. I think no change since the last report. And Marion, Fraser, comment that we are slowly reducing the number of deemed water permits from 458 in 2014 to 390. Yeah? Mm. Any comments? This is sort of an ongoing progress update on a key activity.
Attrition.
Yeah, attrition. Councillor Whitehead.
I'm just wondering whether there's any been any immediate response following the Deemed Permit Forum with, you know, increased inquiries of staff or the likes.
Fraser, do you want to answer that? Or?
There's been some discussions with potentially affected parties, and who is an affected party, how can you be an affected party for the replacement of the consent part of it. And we're working through with some of those parties and what's expected and what is their role likely to be. But as far as individual new groups sort of forming in that, I'll get across to Ms. Weaver.
Mr. Chairman, we've had quite a few people following up from the forum, or people that couldn't get to the forum, just making general inquiries about how to form a group, how to request them permits and so on.
Thank you.
What's the feeling out there in the community at the moment? Because, like, we're making an extra effort. I think there's fear, you know, the Alexandra Forum and all the other processes. Is there some... Are people upbeat, you know, moving towards that deadline? What's the mood?
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's really difficult to say because we really only see the people who are moving positively in this respect.
Yeah. Okay.
It's change, and change is unnerving.
So we need to be on our ball then. Councillor Laws.
Well, that's exactly the question I was going to ask. The feedback I get from individual permit holders ranges from anything through to hostile to the, you know, resonatory in terms of how they're responding. But I am only getting anecdotal information, so I can't rely upon that. I can't rely other than that to you. I'm really keen, though, on knowing what mood is, because I think mood, as you so rightly points out, relates, Caroline, to communication. So what are we dealing with? And the question I was going to ask is, do we have a mechanism to pick up what you call mood, what others might call feedback, so that we can more appropriately respond with communication?
Carol.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Deemed Permit Forum was part of that mechanism, and so those that would have attended that would have picked up the mood. From what we're seeing, and obviously we're out there doing the minimum flows up in those areas as well with some other plan changes, they are waiting for the minimum flows to be set. I mean, that is really the kind of barrier to a lot of people making that next move to transition into their consent. No, we don't currently have anything quantitative that I can provide you with. You can certainly look to get that, off the 400 odd permits that remain, but I think we have a pretty good sense of that is what they're waiting for, and will be the next kind of tipping point of light to see more of those permits transfer into consent.
Okay, no thanks, Carolyn. Yeah, I mean, my sense is, look, we've got a work program and we've got to get on with it, and there's obviously some sensitivity in terms of minimum flow.
So that was the next question I was also going to raise. I think you're right. I mean, that's... And I've heard that message now, and that's the message I'm going to take from this meeting, which is they're on tenterhooks, waiting for us to come up with the minimum flow, and that's my understanding too. So, but that then raises the next question, Scott. Have we got sufficient staffing in Alex to deal with this issue?
In an ideal world, we would have more of our consent staff located in Alexandra.
Yeah.
And as we are transitioning through, we're looking at replacing departures from here in Alexandra.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
For that period going forward, yes.
Of consent staff.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Some work ahead of us. Let's remind myself what the recommendation is, that the report be noted. Do we have a mover? Councillor Deacre, a Seconder, Councillor Hope, put the motion, those four.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you very much. Close today's meeting.